Hi, I'm Catherine.
And I'm Lynn, and we are a coffee break
with Cat and Mom. Welcome back to our podcast. Today is episode 13,
I think, right? I think so.
Wow, that's crazy. 12?
13?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're so far into it that I think I'm just like losing count. We're starting to like get into the flow. But today is a super fun episode. We filmed an interview with my cousin a couple days ago, like 4 days ago?
Yeah.
Back in Montreal, because we were there for Christmas break. And that will be our big segment for this episode. But we also just came back from New York and New Jersey, because we were also there during Christmas break.
Well, to explain that, we flew from Florida to New Jersey. Well, Philly, New yeah. Jersey. Where my oldest, Isabella, her oldest sister, lives, goes to school. So we flew there because we could just drive to Montreal from New Jersey, which was 7 hours, and drive. I mean, it was amazing. It was great.
Yeah.
No issues at all. And then we spent a whole week and a day, a week. I think it was a whole week in Montreal. And then came back to New Jersey and spent the rest of our vacation there and visit and stuff. So we're just going to share a little bit of this.
Yeah. So this will be, So this will be our first segment. Will be us, overviewing of New Jersey, New York. And then, the big one is New York. So it was like surreal for us.
Yeah.
And then we'll go into our interview with my cousin about her wedding that is in July.
Yes. Mid-July. Yeah. And it's a huge, how do we call this? Like a huge production.
Yes. It'll be a lot of fun, but, first we'll do our coffee review. So every episode we do a review of a small coffee shop, and just to promote small businesses, we get a coffee from there and we try it. We obviously do not have that coffee with us. We already tried it
because we were in Montreal.
Yes.
No, we were actually at a town where my mom lives, and it's called Terrebonne.
Yep.
Terrebonne.
But we have our little coffee break coffee mugs if you haven't seen them yet.
I'm kind of lost between Christmas and New Year's.
Oh, yeah. I think everybody kind of gets like lost those days in between Christmas Sunday? And New Year's. Like, I haven't been keeping track. I don't know what day it is either, even though it's after New Year's.
ABC, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
We just wanted to get out. I mean, it had been cold. So that day was a little sunny.
I felt very cooped up. And I think that during the holiday season, we can feel cooped up.
Yes. So we ended up in this, and I think it's a chain. It's called Second Cup.
Yeah, we've been there before to try chocolates.
Yes, or like some sort of chocolate. These dipping kind of chocolate that
ice cream,
all different. I mean, there's so many flavors.
The ceiling looks like chocolate dripping. It's very cool.
The whole thing, and it was so packed of people because none of the other places were open. So they made probably a huge profit that day.
They give you a massive cup of coffee. Like it is huge. It's the biggest coffee cup I've ever seen or had. And I had a peppermint mocha, I believe. And like Christmas had passed. Obviously this was the day after Christmas, and just drinking that drink, it still felt like Christmas. Yeah. I love peppermint mochas, and having a massive cup of it, like really,
I had a really latte, but, it was just, I don't know. And I asked for, not brown sugar, raw sugar in it. And they had already mixed it. And it was just, the whole thing was so sweet. But like she said, it was this massive. I mean, there's large, medium, or small, medium, or large. And I think we ordered mediums.
Holy crap. I did not.
And I'm like, it had to be a large because I didn't see any. I mean, how can it be a bigger freaking mug? But anyways, you were holding it like this.
Yeah, I'll put some videos for the video version of this podcast. But it was like bigger than my hand. Like I've held it up to compare it to like my face. And it was huge.
And I ordered like a hot chocolate, and I was about to order your peppermint mocha. And the lady just looked at me and she's like, so you want like a raspberry tea, cold or ice? And I was like, no, I didn't order that. And she's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I've been here since 5 a.m. And it was now 1:30 in the afternoon, 2 o'clock. I mean, I don't think they expected to be the only ones open.
So shout out to you guys that work at that Second Cup, because
there were only
you guys
three
are
people.
Hard workers.
And constant line. There was a
huge
line.
Huge line.
Yeah. All the time.
Like up to the door to go, like to be outside in the cold. So props to you guys. It was amazing coffee.
It was very good service.
I am so happy with my large cup of coffee. It's exactly what I needed. And it was a great vibe to just read my book. So,
and then the next day, we decided to go with my niece and after the interview, I guess, and her two baby girls, my mom and my girls, we went to Old Montreal. It was a little, we ended up leaving a little bit too late. The interview kind of lasted longer. And then traffic, like crazy downtown Montreal. It was, I mean, it's to be expected, but like jam, like on the road, and ended up in Old Montreal a little bit later than we thought, but they have the Ferris wheel.
Yeah, the Ferris wheel.
But it's closed, yeah.
And it's on like this little tiny like island. You go across the bridge to the island.
It's on the old port of Montreal.
Okay, yeah. So. And then it was a little bit of a walk to get there from the parking garage. Yeah. It was freezing.
I think we got, I think my we fingers parked at the first parking garage and we had to walk all the way down.
My fingers were about to fall off, but it was beautiful to see like the Christmas lights up, and then
it was special for Christmas.
Yeah. And then there's a hot cocoa little stand right by the Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
And you can add Bailey's, amaretto, or
Kahlua.
Kahlua to your
hot cocoa.
Is it Kahlua?
Yeah. So your hot cocoa. Oh, you could
have. No, it was brandy.
Oh, brandy. That's true.
To your hot cocoa. And we got all Bailey's.
Bailey's.
And it was delicious.
Yes.
Like, it was amazing.
And then there was barely any line when you buy your tickets. Barely any line to go into those little cabins that get you up, and every time, I know we were not in the same one, but every time we came back, the first time we're like,
okay. I get my coat back on, I get my scarf, and then
we had a heater and all of those things,
and then we'd pass the exit, and I was like, oh, we're going around again, I can like chill, and then we'd get back to the bottom, and I was like, oh, gotta get my coat back on. We went around like four times, I think.
I think it was three times total.
So,
and it was so, I'm afraid of heights, so this was just like, we're not moving, like nobody's getting up in this thing, like if that thing moves, I'm just gonna die.
I was a little bit scared the first time around.
It was so, I felt so safe, nothing was moving, but to you, and I'm kind of glad we were there at night, because, you know, Montreal, like this, you know, city of Montreal, all the lights, Christmas,
and it was beautiful. You could see everything from up there.
That was our last day in Montreal. The next morning, we hit the road back to New Jersey.
And then we spent, so the drive was fine. There was like a little bit of traffic. It was fine. And then we got to New Jersey, and the next day was our big day to go to New York.
It's part of your Christmas gift from me.
And it's been her dream to go skate at the Rockefeller Center. And
during Christmas time. I mean, not that it would not be cool any other time, but I was a figure skater when I grew up, a competitive figure skater from age 3 when I started with my mom up to 21 years old. And I was a coach as well at that time before I moved to the United States. And, you know, as a little girl, like just being, even like being a little ballerina, you see the Grand Ballet and you're like, I want to go there, you know, and this and that. So for me, it was just always like, I got to go during winter. I've been to New York during the summer and I've been to the Rockefeller Center.
And I've never been in New York. So this,
that was huge.
Like, and I've always dreamt of like the big city. So
and that was very cool to see. Your little sister, Amelia, had never been there either. Isabella had a couple times because of living in New Jersey, but it was surreal.
Yeah.
We
took the train there, and honestly, the train was like pretty clean. Like I didn't think it was that bad.
It was
bad.
London.
London. It was not London.
Clean, but it was.
Yeah, London is so organized, and it's clean, and it doesn't smell like shit. But New York.
It is New York.
You know what? It was a lot better than I expected.
The train ride was fine. Yeah, it was an hour and a half from where we were, and it was so much easier than driving. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I found a parking spot.
And also, I vlogged the trip, so that should be out soon. When you watch this, I don't know if it'll be out yet, but. I'm going to try to edit it as quick as possible, but it was beautiful. We got there early because we had to ice skate, or we had to be on the rink at 11:30.
Yeah, you have to make reservations.
Yeah.
So
we got there. Everything was very organized. We got our skates, and it was just so insane to be, like, up next to the tree. I didn't know we were going to be, like, that close.
Yeah, you're right underneath.
Yeah, so it was,
and
like...
a bunch of people. I mean, we're talking thousands of people looking.
Yeah.
Or waiting
and
for their time
so
or just sitting there.
You feel so special because you're there.
It was so special.
And it wasn't like too packed on the ice either. Like they had a very good rotation of people.
And your sister, you and Isabella knew how to skate. So you took classes and I helped you out, you know, throughout the years. But it was Amelia's first time on skates. She had roller skated, but never ice skate, which is different. Like four wheels to one, you know. And it was, you know, not the best skates, obviously.
She eventually got it down.
Not very well sharpened either. But And they were kind of hockey skates. They were, and I'm used to figure skates. So even me, I had to take like a second to get to it. But for the first maybe 15 minutes, she was holding on so hard to my, like, my biceps was like hurting. I was just like, oh my God. And
yeah.
And then all of a sudden she just, I got this. And she took off. And I was like, oh my gosh. Just, I don't think that any of us during the entire hour that we were skating, or maybe 15 minutes because we stopped, whatever. I don't think we never stopped smiling. Yeah. I know I smiled.
Oh yeah.
The entire time.
I was just, I so
everybody,
like,
was smiling.
Honestly, like, I feel like it didn't hit me. Like, it just didn't feel real the whole time. But so that was like the highlight of our trip. And then after,
I just have to say though, because this is kind of funny, is when we got to the train, I wanted to say that before the Rockefeller Center. Oh. That way we got out of, you know, we come out of the Madison Square Garden because the train station's on there. And we walk out and we're like, hey, Amelia, like, we're, first, this is the Empire State Building because you can't see it. And it's like, hey, this is New York. And she's like, gosh, it smells so bad here. That was the first thing she said. Yeah. It was so funny because then it all hit us. We're like, yeah, this is not good.
But then we also, so after that, we went to a restaurant, which is right outside of the Rockefeller.
It's underneath. Yeah, it's underneath. It's in the Rockefeller.
And it's called Jupiter.
Yeah.
And we, for some reason, thought it was just a Chinese restaurant at first. I don't
know. Yeah, I had no idea.
But it was Italian, and you can tell, like, I mean, they took our coats and stuff. Like, it was so fancy. And
it was a whole lot fancier than we expected, because it was like a sandwich shop next to it. And we're like, yeah, we don't want to eat a sandwich.
Yeah. Just
sandwich.
But then all the shops you can enter through then, like, on that level.
Yeah.
But we went to eat there, and it was amazing. We had a very good cocktail, and the pasta was all homemade.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
It was, like, the perfect portion, too.
And then she's going to show this thing on this little video on vlogging, how it was our first time. It was not my first time.
It was my first time having just a straight shot of espresso, because we were so tired already from just skating. And
from the whole vacation. But I think it was the excitement, and I kind of just...
And wow, it was strong. It was a strong shot of espresso.
I mean, and then we had Isabella try that too, which she doesn't even drink coffee. So, I mean, this is like priceless, her face.
But it was like a real shot of espresso.
It was. It was thick. It was, I mean, it was.
It was still good though.
It was really good.
And it hit me instantly.
Oh my gosh. And I was dancing.
Let's go. But then we walked, I swear we walked like 6 miles that day.
Oh, big time. Because we went in circle for a little bit because we wanted to go to the Schwartz toy store. That's, you know, obviously well known. It's in Home Alone as well.
Line to get there.
Because they had those...
Jellycats.
Jellycats. For some people, I don't know what that is. I think it's started in England, right?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Or the Netherlands. I can't remember.
No.
And it's like stuff kind of animal. Anyway, but they do like a whole... And apparently it's a tiny little thing in the whole store, but... The line was at least an hour and a half. And, of course, Amelia wanted to go.
And then,
of course, we wanted to walk on Fifth Avenue. You know, we went in front of Tiffany. And
we bought some. This pictures. Shirt's actually from H&M because I got a gift card for my birthday. So I got my New Year's top and then this top. And then we went to Sephora, too.
But we walked in front of, you know, all the big ones.
Like Tiffany.
And Coach and all that. Yeah. And, of course, we took a beautiful picture of Louis Vuitton, the new Louis Vuitton.
Oh, my gosh, that was insane.
That looks like all huge.
But it's all the unreal. Stores,
You think it's CGI, but you're looking at it, and you know it's not CGI.
I'm like, my brain wasn't like, my brain wasn't comprehending what I was looking at.
But, it's like, well, you have to explain it. So it's huge. It looks like luggage.
Yeah.
Stacked up that you see in their advertisement, but it's a building.
Yeah, it's huge. It's a lot bigger than you expect. But honestly, I mean, that was like insane. But all the stores, like all the buildings are just so beautiful. And the Christmas so lights, Macy's.
Decorated. Macy's, of course, when we, that's the one of the first place we saw. And we saw it at the end because it's close to the train station. And I mean, I've always watched the Thanksgiving Day Parade, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. So that was first, we're like, oh my gosh, this is it. You know, like I said, I've been there before, but not during Christmas time.
Yeah, so.
The whole New York is gorgeous.
We saw the plaza. That was insane.
Yeah.
Having my wedding there.
I'm not paying for it. I'm not paying for it.
What's the movie called again? Where they want to have their wedding at the plaza.
The two girls.
Yes.
They're the two girls and the...
That's the same thing. I thought of that the second time. Oh, the second we saw it. I forgot the name, though.
Then there's another special thing that I wanted to do with my girls. I've done it with my mom. And that was like pure... kind of the moment. We were in Central Park. We were there in 2019 for the U.S. Open, and we had an extra couple days. So we were walking, and we're in Central Park, and we ran into, like, the Tavern on the Green. And it just, for me, was just something special that I've seen in movies since I was little, and that my mom told me about, and this and that. And it was right there, and we sat outside. It was so, I mean, a memory that will always be in my mind with my mom. And I said, I want to do this with my girl. So for Christmas, it's got to be beautiful. So we walked all
the way So we literally walked all over and would go, like, do circles, go back and forth. Then we walked all the way there to Tavern on the Green. And
it was...
They had a tomahawk special. And it came with lobster mac and cheese and then like the spinach broccolini side and then
sauce.
But I didn't realize it was going to be that big. So my sister and I shared a wedge salad before. But it was
the special of the night I think.
It was a huge steak and we all shared it amongst the four of us.
Yes. And then a couple desserts and we had champagne and stuff during dinner. I mean, it was a treat and I know like I don't want to be... I'm starting to try to give my kids more experiences than just materialistic gifts. Of course, like somebody needs a laptop for school, whatever. I get that. But I think that this vacation, I'm not going to cry, was one of the best vacation we've had.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It was absolutely perfect. The weather was perfect. It's starting to be cold in New Jersey the day we left. But everything fell into places. And these, I think, memories are going to last forever.
It was a beautiful trip.
And then on our way back to the train station, we wanted to go quick because we didn't want to miss.
Oh, by the way, we walked all the way back to Times Square. So that was like another freaking 2 miles
from.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about this.
I know. So then we get there and Isabella still was like, we got to walk fast. We need to get back there. But by that time, I'm like, okay, fine. Let's just go through Times Square.
Yeah.
And trying to explain to you and Amelia that usually all these things are not there because they were getting ready for
New Year's.
New Year's Eve, rocking with Ryan Seacrest. And all of a sudden we hear people screaming, but a good scream.
And there's like a stand platform.
Yes.
Like risen.
Like a riser, whatever. We're just like, oh, this is probably where it's going to be a band and this. But we hear screaming, but like a happy screaming.
So we deck it towards. We're like, all right, we're going towards it.
We have no idea.
We get like front row pretty much to this like a platform. And all of a sudden, we hear
Ryan Seacrest,
and we look over, like, "Oh my God!" And he like waves to us, and then he like goes on live for some, like probably just like
recording or practicing, whatever it was,
just for like to show where it's gonna be, whatever. And then the camera starts panning to the whole crowd, and we were like jumping up, screaming, and waving.
Yeah, and then
so maybe you guys saw us.
I don't know. We were famous for a hot second. Yeah. But even people behind us, like, you don't even know. We didn't know anybody but our group. And then you hear 1, 2, 3, and everybody knew to scream Ryan Seacrest. And he turned around, and I mean, he was just quite a few feet from us. I have the picture, like, you see his face, like, all the details. I'm like, okay, let's not walk back. You know, we need to get to finish our walk to the train station.
But then that was amazing. New York was everything that fabulous. More than I imagined it would be. Okay, so now we are going to go into our segment where we're going to interview my cousin. Her wedding is in 6 months, right?
6 months? Yeah, 6 months, actually, yes.
And she, I don't know how, like, wedding planning works. We're going to interview her and talk about that, but... she's got a lot of stuff planned and already ready, way ahead of time. Cause you kind of have to do that, like, a year ahead.
I got married. So you have to do this about a year ahead, but this is for us, for our family, like the event of the year.
Yeah.
Her
wedding is a very big wedding.
It's a very, very big wedding. She's getting married to he's a semi-pro hockey player.
Yeah.
And, a lot of professional hockey players are going to be there. So this is like a huge soiree. Mm-hmm. That's in the making, and we're
both going to be bridesmaids.
Yeah, we were blessed to be asked to be. My three daughters and myself will be in the wedding, so pretty excited. And
how she asked us is she gave us this box of there's a water bottle for like drinks when we're getting ready that says our name on it. We have a robe, but she's going to get
a champagne glass too.
A champagne glass too. And then a shawl if we get cold while at the wedding.
And there's a beautiful little saying on why. And then a pocket mirror for the night. So make sure that our makeup is good.
Okay. So now we're going to bring in my cousin and we're going to do an interview.
Okay. So we're back. And this is Cheyenne, my beautiful niece.
Hi.
And my only niece on this side of the family. Yeah. So she's the most gorgeous one.
I'm the favorite.
Yes, she is the favorite. She's the number one.
All right. So we're going to dive into her little interview here. First, I wanted to talk about the document that you sent us for the bridesmaids, like the hair and the dresses. So, like, how did you decide on, like, everything? Like, which dresses and then the hair? Like, what was the process of that?
The colors and things like that. So.
Well, I'm very controlling, let's say the least. So, like every time we travel, I'm just going to do like a whole document about what activities we're going to do.
What we're going to wear. We talked about that.
Yeah, that's one thing. That's
her. Yeah. So, yeah, that's me. But I wanted to do pretty much the same thing for the wedding. Mm-hmm. So just like to give you guys an idea of what like the dresses are, mm-hmm. the nails, because I want things to look a certain way.
Mm-hmm. It's your wedding.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I took that very seriously.
Yeah.
So I knew if I don't do that, I have a friend that she loves black.
Oh.
I do not want black nails at the wedding.
She would have done that. Okay.
Yes, she would.
Well, it's a good thing that you gave us. There was like ideas of makeup not to do, which anyways, we're getting our makeup done all together. But the way I think I was not the only one, the way we read it, I'm like, she wants us to what? It was horrible. It was terrible. And then you're like, no, that's what I don't want you guys to look like.
So we're like, okay, like, thank God. I want beautiful, classy hair because mm-hmm. I want the wedding to be elegant and timeless. So I want us to be able to look at the pictures in like a few years and say, wow, I still feel like I was gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So I feel like elegant and timeless is what resumes to like what I want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I put in the document. So I put like elegant nails.
Yep.
We have pictures for ideas.
Yeah. And the makeup, I want, like, you know what you prefer on yourself.
Yes.
You know what you prefer on yourself. What looks good on you might not look good on someone else. Mm-hmm. So I want every girl to feel free about that.
To talk to the
makeup artist.
Yeah.
And, like, the hairdresser as well, even though I want a certain
Style. Well, we went with the pictures, yeah. And we actually, me and the girls kind of chose which kind of we're in between two or which one we want.
But I like that there's options, but like they're all very classy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And knowing that the, and she will talk about it a little bit, like there's the wedding and it's going to be a reception. It's beautiful. But then after a certain amount of time, then there's the party that's going to start. So you just want to make sure that, you know, at the wee hour of the morning, you don't look like a wet dog. So you want to, you know, choose which hairdo that's going to last. And, you know, so
yeah.
So that was a good idea too.
And I wanted to give the girls an option as well that, yes, there's a dress that I want you to wear, but when the party comes, like I'm going to change too. Well, I'm going to have maybe two or maybe three dresses for the wedding. Cause I'm extra like that. But, I want you girls to still have the option of wearing something else. Cause it's a long dress. When you party, you usually don't want to wear something long.
Yep. Or even more comfortable shoes, too.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So feel free for the flip-flops. Like, you girls are
okay with that. For the party part, yeah.
Yeah, but for the makeup, I just wanted a few things to not be done.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
what
I put on the document. Like, big, bold, huge black stuff.
I think one had blue, green, and yellow. I mean, it was just... I was like, I'm not wearing that shit.
But I'm also like a visual person. So it's nice to see like everything organized and planned out with like pictures.
Yeah.
So I like that. And it got me really excited. So,
and we all know Cheyenne very well. The whole wedding crew do. So we know not to argue and you follow and then you go with it. And it was so well. And I mean, for me, I liked every single choice. I was like, oh crap, I don't know. So we have six choices of dresses to go try, which I think is great because not everybody is built the same way. And sometimes you see this at weddings. Some girls have, like, because, you know, maybe the bride wants them to all wear the same thing. You're like, oh, no, it's not for her. Like, this is not a good style. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of great. And then, you know, Amelia, my youngest one, she's a junior bridesmaid. I mean, she's taller than me and taller than probably a lot of the girls in the wedding.
Yeah.
And then you're with heels and you're just like, okay, well, we need to figure out which dress. It's not going to look like a hoochie mama, you know, in it. So
yeah, absolutely. So, and I remember being a bridesmaid at one of my friend's wedding and I was 5 months pregnant and it was my third child. So it was like showing a bit earlier than my first pregnancies. And the dress was just not
flattering,
not good at all. It was beautiful, but with the circumstances of being pregnant, it was not good. It was not good. And I didn't want you girls to feel like that. Like,
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, we all appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on to the next question. What are you most excited for and then most stressed for the actual wedding day?
Most excited for, I feel like just because it's going to be like funny at the same time. Yeah. We're all going to have a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And well, I know I'm going
to, it's hard to pick like one thing that you're excited for.
Yeah. Too. But I'm excited for like all the fun parts for the dancing, for mm-hmm. the, like, I know we're going to do speeches, but I want like, I'm super immature. So
still a little.
Yeah, very, very. So I know I'm going to do
talk
like,
about fart and
yes. Yeah. I'm going to do some, I'm sorry for the word. I don't know if you I'm can, allowed to. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to do some penis joke. That's for sure. Yeah. Like I'm very immature. So that's going to be funny. And there's going to be some people from my job there that never like, they know me a certain way, but they don't know me like that. So they're going to
be interesting.
Yeah, that's going to be
we should have a camera on them.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Their for reactions. Sure. That's funny.
But what I'm not excited for or
most stressed, like, about.
Stressed is for, you know, those downtimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you do a party, there's
during pictures.
Yeah, so I'm afraid that people are not going to be entertained enough.
They will.
It's a wedding. Everybody's happy at a wedding.
Yeah, everybody will be chatting. Yeah, but I see what you mean though, like the downtime where like you don't know what to transition. Like,
but because you're busy, like when you do pictures and sometimes they might take longer or whatever. And then people, and I remember at my wedding, little did I know, everybody was like stuffing their face with sushi and stuff. And I was like, I didn't even know when people were drinking and having fun and talking. People get entertained.
I'm just afraid that there's a moment that people are going to feel bored. So that is
your biggest fear.
I know it's a fear, but
I hope not.
We'll make sure they don't. I mean, we have a fun family, you know, everybody.
Yeah, we do. But you know, there is some friends that are, I've been friends for a long time that may not like participate in family discussions or
they might feel left out.
Talk together.
Yeah,
I see what you mean. We'll go grab them, or we'll be with you at that point. So never.
Yeah, no, that's it. So
well, just like your boyfriend's going to be there, but I mean, he'll know a few people and he can talk.
Yeah, exactly. Like Bryce is shy.
Yeah,
he's very shy.
But he has a phone, so we're good.
But you can still, play. Yeah, you don't want people sitting on their phones.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly.
Yeah,
they'll be fine.
Exactly, and he's going to be calling everybody like ma'am and sir and.
We're going to have to get him to listen up.
That's going
to
be funny.
Yeah.
He's working hard on this with me. But
I like when Bryce is uncomfortable.
Yeah. We'll make him very uncomfortable.
Yeah. I love making people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That is one of my, like, it's, I love that.
We'll warn him.
And you can tell when he'll be like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
We'll warn him.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay. My funny question for all this, because it's kind of funny. It's not funny, but it's funny. So you stick it up to your budget.
Like, are you sticking to your budget?
Sticking to your budget.
At first, I didn't put a budget because you only get married once.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes two. But, like, the goal is to get married only once. So we wanted to have a huge party, and I know that costs a lot. We even had the idea of having, like, Snoop Dogg to the wedding, and for only an hour... It's 600,000. So we said, you know what? Maybe not.
Just a picture.
Maybe not.
Like
so
a cardboard thing.
Yeah, we'll get a cardboard cutout of Snoop. And-
right now, it's costing a lot. We had planned a budget afterwards, which is still very expensive. Because a wedding is pretty much like the cost of a house nowadays.
Yeah.
If you want to have like a big party, you want it to be... picture perfect. You want to have like the right tent, the right things, because it's still going to show in the pictures. Yeah. Like you want to look at your pictures in 20 years and feel like, wow, that's...
You want those memories to last.
Exactly. Yeah. So right now we are, but we're not going to... At the end of the line, it's going to be busted for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. But it's just to like kind of give you like a point. Like a idea of how much it's going to cost.
Yeah, but well, you know what? It's exactly what I talked to last night about the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm, because we're going to have a tent and it's on grass. If it's sunny the whole like week or so, it's going to be fine. But if it rains like the day before or even the day of, we have options like of doing the ceremony under another tent. But still, like, we need to have floors.
Yeah.
But so it's all mushy. Yeah, but the wedding planner came with a price, which is 15 grand, and I'm not okay with it.
Yeah, let's go shopping for floors.
Yeah, I'm just like, no, like for 15 grand, you can actually do a whole like,
you can buy a car.
Exactly. You can do so much with 15 grand. And it's going to be just to be rented for like one day. It's rented. Yeah.
And it's not even like the whole day because you won't be there the whole time.
It's not like, hey, you keep to keep the floors.
So
okay, so you do have a wedding planner.
I do.
Okay. And then how's it been working with that wedding planner?
Good. I just don't respect I just don't respond much because she sends so many emails, which is okay because she does her job and she's paid for it. But like it goes into my other emails with, I have my job emails, like the daycare emails, the school emails.
So they kind of just get lost in it.
It does. And then she calls me and she's like, hey, you missed an appointment. I'm like, oh. So it has to be redone. And it's like at 6 o'clock at night. And I'm like, okay, so I need to make dinner. I need to do this. I need to do that. I need to put the kids to sleep. I need to do bath. Yeah. It's like, it's hectic. It's really hectic. I don't know how people does it without a wedding planner.
Yeah. No, I feel like I'd be so overwhelmed. But with the planning, what, like I said, for the wedding day, the most exciting and stressful thing, but what about like the planning? What has been the most exciting thing with the actual planning and then with like the most stressful thing about it too?
Exciting was the dress. I loved shopping for the dress. And I'm very like, when I like something, I like it. When I don't, I don't. I'm very black or white.
You're not indecisive at all. You know what you know what you
want. I'm rarely indecisive. Very rarely. So I put on a dress. I was like, nope. I'm not even like showing Mimi. I'm not showing my friend that was there. It's just a straight up no. And a few that I liked, even Mimi was like, I like it, but this one I like better. I'm like, nope, it's this one. And even Kathy, my friend, was, she liked the same one as Mimi, which was another one, was more like flare fitted, more like siren.
Like a siren mermaid tail.
Yeah. Like and it was like very form fitting.
Yeah.
So this was very pretty, but I want a second dress. And the second dress will be more form-fitting. And I want it to be sparkly and everything because it's...
I like that. I like for the actual, like, ceremony being more, like, princess, like...
Yes.
Something, like, glamorous. And then after that, you can do, like, the more simplistic.
Exactly.
I kept the same dress and I didn't want to take it off. I just wanted to keep it forever.
Yeah, but actually...
I love my dress.
My dress looks a bit like your dress.
It does, kind of, yes.
Honestly,
it does, yeah.
It's like, it's different, but it's...
It's like this, yeah.
Yeah, it's strapless, and it's like here, and then it goes like this. But at first, I was like, oh, I don't want any strapless dress, nothing.
I can go for that either.
And
when you know it, when you have it on, you know it when it's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, yes, it's a dress.
Literally you just know that. It. Yeah. So, and I had shopped for a wedding dress in a prior relationship with my son's father. We were supposed to elope in Dominican Republic. So I had bought a dress like 2 days before. The girl sewed it like to make it
fit. Yeah.
Yeah. And it had straps. I hated it. And then I did not get married because I had a piece of iron then went in my eye. So I had to have a surgery in Dominican Republic.
Oh my God. I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, everything happens for a reason. So
yeah, that's why I left him after. I was like, shit, I see fine now. Like,
it really opened your eyes.
I did not know.
The whole expression, you need to open your eyes.
I'm kidding, but it's just
funny, not funny, but yeah. Oh my God.
It's a joke. My son does like his father and he's very pretty, so it's fun. But yes, I did have the surgery in Dominican Republic. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yes.
You had a question about protocol for invitations.
Oh yeah. So what is your like what is your protocol for invitations? Like, has it been stressful deciding who you're going to invite, who you're not? And like, is there a cap on how many people, like plus ones type thing?
There's not a cap. Like we were fine with up to 270 people. Mm-hmm. Now we have 240 about, but we do invite the kids. So okay. like there's a lot of kids in the 240. So if people decide to not bring the kids at all, it's going to be down to maybe like, it's going to be down to maybe 210. Mm-hmm. But okay. some people, like, I forgot about some people. I'm like, oh, shoot. See, and I have to just add them up. And then it's a lot. But no, there's not a cap. There's no, like, you don't bring the plus one. You this or that. But yeah. if my dad was still alive, he would not be able to bring a plus one.
I did not see where that was going.
Yeah.
But I do.
She would get a scarf.
Anyway, that's
what I'm going to be not bring one, he would have bring five. And even with the five, he would have left with another one. So
and they would have all been dressed
like...
Well, tastefully, questionably...
Can I say the word?
Yes.
Yeah,
like
sure.
a whore. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
would have been interesting.
It would have been interesting. What? He was in my wedding, and he did not bring anybody. You were in my wedding too, and he was part of the wedding, so he didn't have.
Was busy, but he was still not very, like, at his most beautiful self yet.
Yeah, no,
that's true. It's afterwards that he was a beautiful man. Like my dad, gorgeous. Like honestly,
handsome. Handsome. Very he was handsome, very good looking, yes,
very right. charming, funny, all of that. Like mm-hmm. he was my
childish, like you, and inappropriate
yeah.
at times.
Yeah,
yes, I'm very inappropriate.
Always
yeah.
very interesting.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he was very muscular, and like he passed at 52, but he still had like a 6-pack.
Mm-hmm.
He was
always very active. He was teaching everybody to wake surfing.
Yeah,
I mean that's hard.
Yeah,
he had Amelia, so. Cheyenne is Amelia's godmother, and my brother was her godfather, and he taught her how to wake surf, and eventually, I mean, she kept falling. Of course, she was, how old was she? That was 6 years ago, she's 11, so four or five. It was during the summer,
yeah.
So I don't know when it was, you know, her birthday, but, and he finally just grabbed her and got her on, like, the board with him and then let go of the thing. And they were both surfing. He was holding her, and you could see her face. Like, that was, like, I still have it on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
That was a moment for her. Like, I'm so cool. I'm not touching the board, really, but I'm so cool. I'm wearing surfing.
Yeah.
That was
and during the winter, he would climb. We have a mountain, like, an hour and a half from here, which is Mont Tremblant.
Mm-hmm.
And he would climb Mont Tremblant during the winter with... seal skin skis.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. This is very hard. And the mountains like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was climbing it. I'm like,
that's cool.
Have you seen those memes where it's like that one friend that's always off doing something like random?
That was him.
Like he's always just somewhere doing something.
He would go on vacation like with her or with friends, and he would always do something. I mean, our best picture of him is when he was playing polo. Water polo with this stupid hat.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that picture came about so many times. I don't even know why he sent it to us because
I
was like,
I loved water polo.
Yeah, and it's freaking hard. And he would just, I'm like, he's like, I've never done that, but they were doing this, and I don't know where they were, maybe Mexico, somewhere, whatever. And then he just, I'm going to try it. And he did that. It was kind of funny. He tried all new things. That was fun.
Absolutely.
He was a fun guy.
Yeah, he took me.
He will be there with you.
To climb. An ice mountain with some picks and
some
everything.
Picks and that's cool. And spice.
Like always, like skydiving. We did it two times together. First time I was 15, second time 16, and then 19 the third time. But he would take me just to do like those crazy
things.
Yeah,
you did a lot of cool,
amazing
excursion if you want to with him. Yes.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't even know you wanted like the ice
girls.
Picking.
Everywhere.
Oh gosh.
So.
Oh yeah, I was his sister or his girlfriend, depending on what the girl looked like. we looked alike. It was like, no, we can't really. He's like, yeah, no. And then it would be a good, she's my sister. Oh my gosh. Like, seriously, yeah. I mean, he would do that all the time. He's like, okay, now hold my hand. I'm not holding it. Hold my hand. I'm holding her hand, mm-hmm. his hand. And then he's like, yeah, yeah, she's my girlfriend. I'm like, we look alike. This is weird.
Yeah.
I saved him a couple times.
Oh yeah, definitely. And there's sometimes we just went to the restaurants, but he looked very young as well. So I just looked like I was with an older guy, but it was not like weird looking at the same time. So we were going to the restaurant and he was like, okay, now you call me dad. And then now you call me honey. It's like, depending on the waitress and how she looked like, I had to dad, daddy,
father.
It was weird, but hey.
That's funny.
It was working.
But he will be with us.
Yeah.
He will be with you at the wedding.
Definitely.
You know that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know that.
For sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Completely off topic.
Yeah.
For this next. No, no, no. For this next question, it's like a completely like turnaround. But we already know the color theme. But did you want to explain, like, did you have any other options for the colors that you were thinking about or in between? Or
did you decide a color theme or your fiance did?
No, I did. But at first, I wanted a like, you all know, our family is very huge on Christmas. I wanted a Christmas-themed wedding.
Oh, that would be pretty.
Yeah, during, like, end of November, December, with the snow and everything. Or even, like, January, just to make sure there was snow. I love snow. I love winter. I'm a winter girl, definitely. So I wanted that. I wanted to have, like, this beautiful, like, white dress. And all of the girls would be, like, in burgundy, red. It has to be during the summer because during the winter, he's during the season, the hockey season, and most of his friends are
hockey players. I mentioned that there's some
professional hockey players. So they wouldn't be able to go to the wedding either.
Yeah. So it cannot be during the winter. So it's going to be during the summer. So, like, the colors were not summery enough, and his favorite color is actually green. So I wanted to include a bit of something for him. So at first I had picked a dark green, which was still too Christmassy at my taste. So I changed for the sage green, and I love it. And
nice.
I
found, it's very beautiful.
Yes, and I found a dude that had like a whole wedding palette with the sage green, the linen, and a bit of brown. It was so beautiful.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, I loved it. And I was like, that's what you're going to have.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Awesome.
Yeah, and all of their suits are going to be custom made. And which, because they are custom made by my one of my companies that I finance, well, they're going to have like a price, but I want in the suit a mark that says that it's for our wedding.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So whenever they're going to wear the suit,
they'll know, I remember.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's so cool.
That's so cool. Because usually men do rent tuxedos or suits or whatever it is.
But no, they're going to be able to keep it, which is fine. But there's going to be like a C and an M in the suit or something like that. I'm not quite sure what we're gonna put, but still there's going to be a
link. Yeah. So that's a very good idea.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, and after every episode that we do, I always ask Catherine a would you rather question. So now since we have Cheyenne here, we're going to do a wedding edition, just like we did for Christmas. We did a Christmas edition. So your would you rather question is, would you rather have someone wear a white dress at your wedding or someone get proposed to during your wedding?
The white dress.
Seriously? You wouldn't mind having somebody with a white dress?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you
cool.
just spilled like wine on it or something.
No, somebody getting, I know this, I don't know, it might be controversial, but somebody getting like proposed to at my wedding, I feel like that just pissed me off. Like, you're really stealing the thunder. Like, this day is about like the couple.
And not only now that, you're making, at least if they would actually ask you, like, is it something that, is it okay? You know?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe like on the rehearsal dinner, like, you know, the night, the day before, you know, or something, or during the morning when we get ready, but you know, not during my wedding. I get that.
But there's also the fact that we pay for everything.
Like,
it's not our parents. There's no one who pays for our wedding. It's going to be us. So, like,
not screw my day.
Yes,
and exactly.
You're not going to use
the beautiful setting.
Yeah, for... that I planned. Mm-hmm. You're not going to use my stuff. Like, it's not mine, but you know.
You know, yeah, we understand.
It'll you're not going to.
And we all drink exactly. red wine, so it's really easy to mess up a red wine. Yeah.
Exactly. And then exactly.
I had one more. Would you rather have all of your exes show up or your significant other's exes show up?
Ooh. Morgan's.
Morgan's? Okay.
Yeah. Just because, you know, there is a certain someone I don't want to see at all. But Morgan's definitely because I want to see the bitch.
Yes.
Oh.
And you also want I her to see you, see like, all dressed up for your wedding and, you know.
Definitely.
See what you're missing.
Yeah. And I do know for a fact I'm the hottest one. Yep. So.
Cool.
Look at me.
Well, thank you so much for coming on our podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
And then,
I'm sure we'll do one like around the wedding. Wedding.
Yes. And we'll be filming and taking pictures during the whole wedding weekend. So we'll show you guys.
Yes. So just to recap, you know, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yes.
And next episode, we're going to be talking about our New Year's resolution. So tune in for that. Follow us on Instagram at @acoffee.break and TikTok at @acoffee_break and YouTube @acoffeebreak with Cat and Mom. Our video podcasts are on Spotify and YouTube. Go like and subscribe. Comment anything that you'd like us to talk about or change, and we'd love to hear your guys' input on our episodes.
And we figure it out now.
Figured out the audio.
Thank you for some of you guys that gave us some tips and stuff and advice. We really appreciate it. Thank you again to Cheyenne, my beautiful niece. Thank you for coming on our podcast.
Yes.
I truly appreciate this. That meant a lot to us. Good job. Second cup. If you guys can manage to go to Old Terrebonne and go and try them out, they're awesome. And as we finish our episode every time, would you rather? This is for the upcoming year.
Yep.
Would you rather, Catherine, have a personal chef or a personal trainer for life?
Well,
something is not fair because of your boyfriend.
My boyfriend is a personal trainer, but because I am like knowledgeable in working out, and over the years I've learned to listen to my body and what's best for me and like my goals. I'm gonna go with personal chef because I want those gourmet meals made.
Oh my gosh, it would be so much easier.
I think for me that's an easier pick as personal chef. I can just. Yeah, make me what I'm not a picky person, so no, just
go for it. And you know, it's healthy, it's fresh, it's all that.
Yeah,
so.
Personal chef. But I hope you guys had a happy new year. Make sure to follow us on our social media and give us a like. Thank you for listening, guys. Love you.